Well, John, Tyrone, all county leagues up and running, just like here in Donegal, into the second round of games in Division One. And before we look at this weekend's second round of games, who are the runners and riders? Who are the ones that are going to be there at the end?
I suppose, Tom. A lot of players are glad this has come around. A lot of county players, being a county footballer, Tom, it's always great to get back playing club football, especially after the league and stuff. So I'm sure that there's plenty of lads relieved to get back at the club stuff. But last week, Tom, there's a couple of good results. I suppose the likes of Derry Laughlin, for instance, that came up out of Division 2, Tom, they gave Omagh an awful shock. They drew with Omagh and Omagh got a last-minute point to level the game. Like, the championships from last year, you expect more of them. But obviously, they've got Cotton Hop. Derry Laughlin are up and they're going well. Ahearn's another team that came up from Division 1 and actually was at that match, and they pushed Killeen right to the very end as well. You know, they're unlucky. There was a Donegal man there, I think he's Val Buffet. Paddy McNulty was running riot for a good while, and eventually Paddy McNeese went on him, and that sort of settled him down a bit. But, you know, the two teams that come up from Division 2 have done well, I thought, at the weekend. But still in all, Tom, I think still Dromore had a good result there last week. They beat Eden Darkwell, Dromore, Errigal Kieran beat Galway. These teams are all starting well, and that's the teams, Tom, you've been looking at the end of the league, you know.
Yeah. How competitive is the Division 1? How competitive is the league?
The thing about Division 1 and Tyrone, Tom, when you chat about a championship, there's always that, you know, surplus of maybe six teams that, you know, you can honestly say could possibly win the championship. So there is about six, seven, even to eight teams, Tom. It's a very competitive league that way, and with the fact that the championship is up there to be obviously at the end of the year to be taken, teams like to sort of show them what other teams what they're about here, and they get stuck in, and it's a very competitive league, Tom. See, I was at Killeland, Ahearn match there at the weekend, very, very competitive. You know, and high intensity, Tom. It was a very good game to be at. So, like, especially the teams that came up, they like to get the punch up, obviously, at the start of the year to stay up. But the teams like Cole Island, Errigal Kieran, Trillick, the Killeclochers, the Moors, you know, Arbows, all them teams, Tom, are looking to put a marker down to show teams where they're at. You know, and as I say, it's a very competitive league. Mm. And over the weekend, there was one or two shocks. The likes of, as I say, Derry Laughlin. Clonoe had beat Damoy. Damoy, Tom, could be a team that could be under pressure. You know, they have about six or seven games to run here now, and the likes of Colin Cavill is not going to be with them through them six or seven games, and Clonoe beat them. Conor McAliski tried a bit of his county farming, and he scored something like 1-9 or something like that at the weekend, I think. So teams like that, Tom, are going to be leading the way as far as the league goes, but obviously the championship to them is the big one. But, you know, putting a marker down for the leagues, what they're looking to do here.
Yeah. Given there's so many teams, what, 18 teams, is it in Division 1, is it?
There's about 18 now, I'm not sure how many, but
18 in Division 1. Are there easy points picked up for those teams? Like, they're always going to be, have that cushion of knowing that they're going to pick up easy points.
No, well, I suppose, again, Tom, if I go back to the likes of Omagh, for instance, I'm sure Omagh, when they looked at the first round of the league this year, they thought, well, there's a handy start for us. And didn't turn out that way. Cole Island had to travel to Ahearn, you know, for the two teams that came up. Cole Island travelled. Ahearn could have beat them. So there's nothing handy, Tom. Eden Dark got a bit of a stuffing against Dromore, but Dromore, Tom, are a team that are, you know, they're going well. They're training hard at the start of the year. They give Eden Dark a bit of a trouncing as well. So that was obviously a handy one for them. But there's not many handy games, Tom, in Division 1. There isn't, you know, there's always, as I say, the six or seven teams, or even though you can go push that to eight teams, they're always going to be pushing top, and then at the bottom, there's a wee fight at the bottom. So, as I say, the teams are sort of getting themselves sorted here at the moment to see where they're at as far as you know, getting their players, the players back, the county players are back in, and they're getting the team settled again. So it's all about getting, you know, as I say, putting a marker down at the start of the league. It's very important for these teams. But the likes of Omagh got caught in a hop there, but I can still see Omagh coming through. They've an abundance of players. You know, Conor Grugan's playing. The likes of Ronan O'Neill, Fergan McAliskey. All these boys are all back from Omagh, and they're playing well. So, As I say, when you talk about surprise results, you know, the Oma one was a surprise. But no, there's nothing handy, Tom, in Division 1 for sure and Tyrone. There's definitely nothing handy there.
Anyway, you mentioned Oma. We'll start with them. They're at home again this weekend. And, well, they certainly won't be taking tomorrow's opposition lightly. They're at home to Carrickmore.
Well, Carrickmore, Tullock beat Carrickmore the weekend. Carrickmore, again, they're rebuilding, Tom. They've a couple of good players in. Conor Gormley's still playing there, and they'll be pushing it. But I think Oma might have got their shock last week. They'll be a harder team to deal with this weekend. That match is in Oma as well, so it'll be a tough ask for Carrickmore to go and beat them. But you know, Tom, again, Carrickmore is a team that they're always there and thereabouts and throwing leagues. You know, they've won the leagues quite a few times even recently. You know, they may not get their form going as well in the championship, but in the league they're going well. But so it'll not be easy for Oma. You know, as I say, they've dropped a point at the start and they'll be looking to get back at it. But Carrickmore now is not going to be easy beat either. But as I say, Oma has them at home, so I would imagine Oma to take the points there. You know,
as you said, Trillick went away from home last weekend and got a good result.
Trillick got a good score. Like I said, you know, if most people in your part of the world, they mightn't realise that a lot of them, like the likes of the Donnellys and the Brennans, all them lads now are playing with Tullock, Tom. So what that Tullock team, they won a championship 2 or 3 years ago, again a good team, and they're heading to Galway, I think, at the weekend, and say Galway got a bit of a beating there at the weekend as well. So Galway lost to Errigal at the weekend. So I would say Tullock will probably go and take points there as well now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, they're Donoghmore, I think they're playing.
No, they're at home to Trillick. They're home to Garbally. Home to Garbally. Edendark, as you said last weekend.
Well, Edendark have to go to Clonau this weekend. So
yeah,
I played a local derby for them, Tom. But as I say, Clonau again, team, Tom, that have won the championship over the recent few years. they're going to be a formidable team again this year. As I say, Conor McLiskey went away, and he was flying last week, and I'm sure he'll be going for help for another game the weekend. He's just back from his knee injury, and he's flying at the minute. So again, Clonau, Tom, is a team that and Tyrone that you're going to be looking at. That's obviously going to be pushing for championship. You know, there's a team that everybody expected to win over this past couple of years, but as I say, the championship, Tom, is so competitive in Tyrone that it's very, very hard to come through, especially second time in a row. So but I'd say Clonau now, they're there, and I'll say they'll be looking good at the weekend again.
And your neighbours, Ahi Aran, they're heading to the Loch Shore.
A tough call to our bow, Tom. As I say, I watched them last weekend, and they've done very well. And they were without a couple of players as well, like, you know, young lad Devine plays from there, and young McHugh, the plays for Tyrone team, he's off an injury. So, like, and he's their main scoring threat. As I say, they're down a few players, but Arbaugh, Tom, or this team, they're Jekyll and Hyde team. When you like, they're laced with class players, but can't always get the results that they expect them to get. But it's a tough call for Ahern to head up to Arbaugh, Tom, and expect to win. But listen, they're a tough team. Ahern, they're very fit and very mobile team. Last weekend, I watched them, and as I say, they'll not be holding back. They'll get stuck in. But as I say, they're down a few players, especially young McHugh from the Tyrone team, Tom. He's their main threat for scoring, you know.
And you mentioned Dromore are obviously going to be right up there. They're heading to the Loch Shore as well tomorrow.
They're heading to the Moy, Tom. And as I say, obviously Sean's still playing with the Moy, but Colm's a big loss for the Moys at club level. So it's a tough ask for them, Tom, to go to for Dromore. Obviously Dromore's travelling to them, but Dromore, Tom, are flying to minute, and again, as I say, the likes of Sludden and Rowan McNabb and these boys, they're all a great team, Tom. That Dromore team, I think Racing might still be talking out there. So, you know, it's a tough call for the Moy at the weekend. But as I say again, likes of Colin playing, they've a couple of good lads there. They've come off a good run. And last year, so their fitness is going to be there, and it'll be a good enough game to watch, I'm sure, if there's people around. But no, I can't see the Moy beating the Moor, to be honest with you, Tom.
Possibly the game of the day tomorrow is Cull Island and Killeclaher. Would that be fair to say? Or has the potential anyway to be?
It has. These teams have battled through for a good few years. There's been nothing between the two teams, but I'd say Cull Island had an unfortunate week there, Tom. One of their stalwarts of the club died, Joey McNeice. You know, Paddy McNeice, the place for him, his father was buried yesterday. Joey was actually worked with Joey at management level, and he was buried yesterday. So it was a tough week for the Fianna team, but as I say, they'll be going in force and probably doing this one for Joey, you know. So it'll be one for to keep an eye on. Killeclaher are back on the road, but they're without the likes of Tiernan McCann at the minute. But Killeclaher are going well under the Fermanagh man. So no, it's a game hard to call, but I would imagine maybe for the respect of Joey McNeish over the last week, it was tough for the club. You can always see these boys getting stuck in for that one thing, you know.
Yeah. So all in all, a busy weekend on the club front. Obviously, there's games in the lower leagues as well. We'll talk about them at another time. But
It's great, Tom. As I went to watch the Dahearn match last weekend. It was brilliant. The level of standard football, Tom, was good. So you know, it's definitely great. It's great for the Gaels of Tyrone to go and enjoy their club football and watch.
All we need now is a bit of sun.
Well, God, we can't do much for that, Tom, unless you can get on your knees and start praying at them. It's looking not looking good for the weekend, I think.